USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Just hours after his inauguration, President Joe Biden signed a number of executive orders, including a mask mandate on all federal property, an extension to the federal eviction freeze, a revocation of the approval for the Keystone XL pipeline, and orders rejoining the World Health Organization and the Paris Climate Accord. Biden said his actions were just a starting point.
We're going to rebuild our economy as well. And these are just all starting points. We're going to, in the process of rebuilding the economy, do what I said throughout the campaign and while running, rebuild the backbone of the country, middle class. And so there's going to be a lot of focus on that. I think some of the things we're going to be doing are going to be bold and vital. There's no time to start like today.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
New White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki held her first press briefing Wednesday evening, just hours after President Biden's inauguration. Taking questions from reporters, she said the administration would let the Senate decide on taking up an impeachment trial for President Trump, while hoping they'd still be able to work on President Biden's policy proposals.
We are confident, though, that just like the American people can, the Senate can also multitask, and they can do their constitutional duty while continuing to conduct the business of the American people. And his view is that the way to bring the country together is to address the problems we're facing. And so that means getting this COVID relief package through, having Democrats and Republicans take a serious look at that and have conversations with each other about how to move it forward. And he's going to leave the mechanics, the timing, and the specifics of how Congress moves forward on impeachment to them.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new forecast says the death toll from COVID-19 will only get worse through the spring. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
A coronavirus forecast is predicting more deaths in the United States. The University of Washington predicting the country is still in an upward trajectory, with its current model projecting more than 566,000 deaths by May 1st. The new, more contagious COVID-19 strain causing havoc across the country, including California, where Charles Chu is a leading researcher on the new strain.
We are concerned about the possibility that these mutations may, one, may make the virus more transmissible, but two, may also have an effect on the vaccines.
Chu speaking there on NBC's Today Show. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the Washington Capitals were hit with a $100,000 fine Wednesday for several players violating the NHL's COVID-19 protocols. Three-time MVP Alexander Ovechkin was one of the four players added to the team's COVID list after gathering in a hotel room and outside of approved team areas. The Carolina Hurricanes also had their facilities closed after five players were placed on the COVID list. The league has called off Carolina's games until at least Saturday and is reviewing and revising the Hurricanes' schedule. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.